This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, welcome to episode 197 of the Freedom Audio Show. Aaron Chen here. Hope you are doing well. Just a quick update before we launch into this particular episode. I am on week 5 of another lockdown. Numbers are just crazy in Malaysia right now. So I hope you are safe wherever you are in the world, because we don't really know when this particular lockdown will open up again. It was supposed to open up a week ago, but they've just kept it shut and the numbers just haven't gone down. So it's just a bit of a crazy situation right here, right now. So please stay safe. Please continue to wear your masks, and I hope you guys are healthy and well with your family. Now, this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about the three different styles of selling digital products online that you might come across and which one is the best, okay? I've spoken about this in one of my YouTube videos, and I thought it was a really fun topic to talk about. And I think that, you know, if you're a listener to this show and you're interested in selling digital courses online, building an affiliate marketing business, this is essential learning and essential for you to understand what styles of marketing there are out there so that you can focus on the right style and stay away from the style that just doesn't really make you that much money. Okay, so there are 1,000 ways to skin a cat. You've probably heard that phrase before. You've probably heard me say that before. I use that one a lot. And it's the same when you sell digital courses online. There's lots and lots of different ways to do it, okay? You can, you know, drive people through a sales funnel. You can create a channel on YouTube and recommend affiliate products that way. You can write a blog and rank your articles on Google so that people find them and they read the articles and then you recommend affiliate products that way. You can use, you know, done-for-you systems. You can, you know, scale with paid ads. I mean, there's lots of different ways, free ways, paid ways, all sorts of different stuff, all right? But in this particular episode, I'm just gonna focus on three main strategies that you're going to hear a lot in the marketplace so that you know what's out there, what is good and what's bad, and what to focus on. All right. So the first style is the style that I learned back in 2009. So if we wind it back all the way 12 plus years ago, this is the style that I was taught, and it's still very, very prevalent right now in our current market. And it's the worst way to do affiliate marketing. Okay. Now, that way is somebody tries to sell you a done-for-you system. So it's a done-for-you sales process. It's a done-for-you marketing funnel that's supposed to promote some sort of business opportunity or somebody else's affiliate program. And then they sell it to you for $100, $500, $1,000, $5,000. Doesn't really matter, right? There's all different ranges of price points. And basically, you don't really do anything. So you don't learn any marketing. You don't have any control of the sales process because everything is taken care of from start to finish, from the capture pages to the sales videos, to the emails, to the tracking, everything, literally start to end, the checkout, everything is taken care of by the product creator. They just sell you the program and they tell you to drive lots of leads and traffic into the front end, okay? And then they tell you to buy solo ads. All right. And a solo ad, if you don't already know, is basically just going to a marketer online or a network online and saying, hey, I've got, you know, $100, $500, $1,000. I want to buy some email traffic from you. And once I buy that email traffic from you, they commit to sending a certain amount of clicks to your offers. And then you give them the basically the link to your capture page. That's kind of it, right? And then they will send an email to their list promoting your offer, promoting your sales funnel, and then you send it basically to that done-for-you system. They see the front page of the done-for-you system, they give you their email address, they go through the process, and they watch the sales video, and they buy or they don't buy, okay? This is the first way, first method, very popular method of affiliate marketing, and I highly recommend that you stay away from this method, all right? This is one of the worst ways of affiliate marketing for a lot of reasons that I'm gonna cover in a minute here. But this strategy wasted 8 years of my life, over $40,000 spent on solo ads, which is super low quality traffic, and probably about $15,000 or more on spending on these different done for you systems and marketing sales funnels. Okay, now let me talk a little bit about why they don't work and why they're so prevalent in our industry, okay? So the first reason why they don't work is because, look, if it was a done-for-you system that you bought and you paid someone to create for you and you spent, you know, a pretty penny on it, $5,000, $10,000, it will probably work because it's done just for you. But if you're buying a done-for-you sales funnel that was created by another marketer and this other marketer is selling like 5,000 or 10,000 units of this thing and there's 10,000 of these floating around on the internet, then it's not going to be very unique, is it, right? There are going to be a lot of people that have already seen that sales funnel, and because they've seen it, it just doesn't convert. It affects the conversion rates of the sales funnel. And that's why a lot of these done-for-you sales funnels or systems, when they're brand new, they work okay. They work not bad. You can generate a few sales. But once it's out there in the marketplace for a little while, it stops working because everybody and their pet goldfish has a copy of that sales funnel. Does that make sense? And then to make things even worse, what they do is they tell you to go buy a solo ad. And unfortunately, the solo ad community is pretty small, okay? There's probably a few hundred, maybe about 1,000, not sure, but about a few hundred good solo ad, not good, but popular solo ad providers, right? And all of these solo ad providers email the list, which is a finite list. So eventually, if there is a big done-for-you system out there in the marketplace, a lot of these pools of email traffic have seen that offer. They've seen the capture page. So what tends to happen is they'll click on it, they might opt in, but they're not going to buy because they've seen it before. Does that make sense, right? So it becomes extremely ineffective. Now, can you make a couple of sales here and there with this particular style of affiliate marketing? Yeah, you can. You probably can. If you send enough traffic to anything, even though it's shit, you're going to generate a sale or two, right? But the whole thing about affiliate marketing is that it's not about sales. It's not about how many sales you make. It's about how much profit you make, right? So if you're spending more money on traffic than you're earning back in revenue, then you're making a loss. You're not making a profit. And it's all about making profit. And this is why this particular style of affiliate marketing is really, really dangerous. It's really bad. And you have zero control of your marketing. Think about it. You don't control anything in the marketing process. You don't control the traffic. You don't know where these solo ad providers are selling their traffic. You don't know how they're treating their list. You don't know if they email their list 10 times a day, which actually damages the list tremendously, right? And then you're not controlling any part of the sales process. You don't control the capture page, the hook, the offer. You don't control the influence. You don't control the videos, the styles. You don't control what's being written on the emails because they're all pre-written, right? So nothing is in your control. And if you fall into this trap, and it is a trap, to be honest, because the only person that makes the money are the solo ad vendors and the person that sells a done-for-you system. You don't make any money. I mean, you might make a couple of sales here and there, but you're not making any profit, which means that you're making a loss, okay? And this is the exact model that kept me broke for 8 years. I was so confused because I didn't know why it wasn't working. Because every single course I bought, this is what they taught. They said, buy this done-for-you system and go buy solo ad traffic and you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to become a millionaire, right? And most people don't make money this way. I mean, there are probably, you know, a couple of people that have somehow figured out how to massage it so well that it works for them. But for the most part, the average person that comes online, they have no experience in marketing. They don't know much about affiliate marketing. They go down this route and they suffer big time, okay? And the reason why they continue to propagate it is because it's so easy to sell. And there's so many new people coming into the marketplace, they don't understand that this is a problem, so they end up spending money, they get burnt, and then they think that the whole affiliate marketing industry is a scam. And this is a huge problem, right? So this is affiliate marketing style number one. I highly recommend that you stay away from this type of marketing, okay? The second style of affiliate marketing is where you don't have to inject yourself into the process. You're literally buying paid ads, either from, you know, YouTube paid ads, Google search, Bing search, Facebook paid ads, TikTok paid ads, whatever it is, and you're sending those ads directly to a landing page, and then which kind of pre-sells the offer, and then you send that traffic on to the actual sales page of your affiliate offer. Okay, now in this particular style of affiliate marketing, the way that it works is you need to basically find the winners and scale them, and then find the losers and ditch them. Okay, this is a very common affiliate marketing strategy. You might have heard somebody even say that, like, you know, scale the winners, ditch the losers, scale the winners, ditch the losers, right? Now, in this type of affiliate marketing, it's possible to do it, okay? But the disadvantage of this particular style is you need really, really deep pockets, okay? So you have to do a ton of testing. You have to test everything. You have to test, you know, the offer, the headline, the picture, the pre-sale landing page, the angle, the hook, you know, the sales copy, everything, right? And that takes a lot of effort, okay? It takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of money for you to test stuff, okay? Because you're running paid ads. So if you don't have a big budget for paid ads, at least $3,000 to $5,000 a month, you can forget about this method of marketing because you will never, you're not gonna spend enough money to get enough data points for you to scale the winners and ditch the losers. I hope that makes sense, okay? So this style of marketing can work for people that, you know, have a little bit more of a budget and are willing to do a lot of testing. But for the average person that's coming into affiliate marketing, it's not a great strategy because it's you're really churning and burning. There's no development of your audience. There's no way for them to get to know, like, and trust you. There's no way to build influence. There's nothing. This is kind of just a straight sale, just from an ad to, you know, a pre-sale landing page and then straight to the offer. And people either buy or they don't, okay? So this is basically direct response marketing at its best, if you want to put it that way, okay? It's an okay strategy if you can master it, but it's a very expensive and it costs, you know, it costs a lot of money, and it's quite a stressful strategy to master. So that's number two. It's not bad. It's middle of the road, but, you know, quite a few disadvantages with that particular strategy. The third strategy, and this is my favorite strategy, this is a strategy that I finally got good at in 2016 after failing for 8 long years and, you know, basically spending over $100,000 with nothing much to show for it. And this is the strategy where you focus on one offer only, one suite of products, where you can earn, you know, a lifetime customer value of $200 or $300 or $400 per customer. That doesn't mean that it's $300 or $400 per sale. It just means that when the person buys, they're going to be able to, you know, see an upsell, a more valuable product, and if they like it, they buy more, they buy more, they buy more, and eventually the average cart value, we should say, of that particular individual might be $300, $328, $400, whatever it is, okay? So that means that each customer that you bring in is worth quite a lot of money, a few hundred dollars, not $20, not $8, but a few hundred dollars so that you can profit in the best way, okay? Then what you do is you build out a sales process that sells on that particular topic, okay? Not that product, but that particular topic. So if you're selling weight loss, if you're selling a weight loss product like Weight Loss XYZ, your sales process is basically gonna teach your audience how to lose weight, okay? So you're focusing on value first and the sale last. And then what you do is you capture people's email addresses using a capture page, which is pretty standard. And once somebody drops you their email address, they get to go through that process step by step. And they basically watch content that you create, and you can create it in many, many different ways. You don't have to necessarily show your face. You can create cartoon style videos, PowerPoint style, screen recordings, animation style, whiteboard style. You can hire someone off Fiverr.com to do the videos for you. There's so many different ways to do it, right? But the idea is to drip feed extremely valuable content that your audience is getting some tremendous value from, so that they feel like they're learning something and they feel closer to you virtually, okay? And they feel like if they really want to learn this topic, they want to learn it from you, okay? And then as you're sending them that content, there's a way for them to click on another link that shows them the full program, right? So you kind of say, hey, by the way, if you want to learn how to do this in a, you know, proper structured program, you can check out the link below, and this is how you're going to get XYZ result, okay? And by this way, basically what you're doing is you're magnetizing people towards you, you're building authority, you're building influence, you're providing value, and you're building a brand. You're building a personal brand, whatever kind of brand that you want to build, whether it's, you know, a Bob Smith brand or whether it's a, you know, weight loss 1-2-3 brand. It doesn't really matter, right? And then what you do is, and the beauty about this particular strategy is on the front end, you can fill this funnel with as many different traffic sources as possible. So you're not confined to one traffic source. You can use Facebook, you can use YouTube videos, you can use, you know, blog articles that you rank on Google. You can buy solo ads if you really want to buy solo ads. I wouldn't recommend it, but you can if you want, right? You can do LinkedIn ads, TikTok videos, right? Instagram, paid Instagram, free Instagram, organic traffic, display ads, influencer networks, podcast networks, you get the idea. You can literally fill that sales funnel with any type of lead strategy, as long as it's a targeted audience. They're gonna go through your process, they're gonna get filtered out, they're gonna build a relationship with you, and people are either gonna love you or hate you, it doesn't matter, because you're not trying to sell to everybody, and eventually, there will be those people that, you know, love you, they become fans, and then they wanna buy, because you were super cool, Okay? And this is the strategy that allowed me to go from super confused, you know, no idea what the heck I'm doing, to really my first six figures. And this was back in 2016. That's when I started getting really, really good at this stuff. Started making a ton of profit. I was, you know, doing 3, 4, 5, you know, my best month was over 600% ROI with this particular strategy. That means I put in a dollar and I got $6 back. I mean, if you had a 600% ROI, how many dollars would you put in? How many $100, $1,000, $10,000 would you put in? Quite a lot, right? And so that's kind of the machine that I was able to build. And so out of all these three big models, I think that the model that we just spoke about, you know, the latest one, the ladder, is definitely the one that you should try out and you should go down and you should master, really, if you decide to sell digital products online. The other two are, you know, the first one is just, you know, you just scratch that out. And the second one is okay. You just need deep pockets, right? And a lot of training, really, for that one. And then the third style is a lot more forgiving, okay? And it's a lot more forgiving because you're giving people value and you're able to magnetize and monetize, and you don't have to get every single piece of the puzzle correct. That means you don't need the perfect landing page. You don't need the perfect headline. You don't need the perfect image. You don't have to say the perfect things on your videos, right? It's more of a free-flowing style, and it allows you to make quite a lot of mistakes. Now, does it need to be good? Yeah, it needs to be good, just like anything online. Any piece of marketing online needs to be good. But does it need to be perfect? And does it need to be like, you know, top-notch, you know, million-dollar type marketing stuff? No, absolutely not. You know, you could be like, you could be a housewife. You could be someone that just started internet marketing and learned how to do it at a fairly high level, a fairly decent level, and it would work for you just because of the style and the strategy that it kind of flows in, if that makes sense, okay? So I hope you got some value today, all right? If you're looking to build some sort of affiliate marketing business, if you're looking to virtualize a part of your income, maybe you want to go full-time online, maybe you want to try and get really good at this, you know, selling digital courses game, I highly recommend that you implement the third strategy that I just mentioned. So I hope that you enjoyed this video. I do so many videos. I keep making that mistake. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show, and I will catch you on the next episode next week. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvincibleMarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.